Back in the BetCM Ross SportsLink studios with more Cardinal kickoff. I'm Rowan Elbert. That's Max Gilley. Ball State coming off of a loss to Western Michigan 42-0, but still a great week to talk about Ball State football.
I mean, it's homecoming week, and if there's any better week to get back to your winning ways, it has to be this week against Akron.
You're absolutely right, but we do have to address this Western Michigan loss. Ball State, all in all, 42-0 loss. And look at the total yards. 88 total yards for Ball State. Western Michigan over 400 total yards themselves. Just what was your biggest takeaway from the matchup?
I was just shocked about just how dominant Western Michigan was. And, I mean, the fact that you only have 88 yards. You only have 5 first down and a single third down. When you have offensive performance like that, it doesn't matter what team's out there, you're not going to be able to get the win. I don't know what exactly happened from the Ohio game to Western Michigan, and hopefully it can be addressed this week in practice, and then once it comes to game time, it'll be a different story.
And a big part of that is the run game for Ball State and stopping the run of Western Michigan. It just really didn't work out in that way. Over 219 rushing yards for Western Michigan. How do you stop the run moving forward?
Well, that's definitely going to be something that will need to be addressed in practice, and you're just going to really just need to improve your run defense. And it's going to be difficult, obviously, to watch the film, but you just got to think back to that and be like, hey, we cannot have that happen again.
And the big part of that is head coach Mike Yuremovich. We caught up with him earlier this week. Here with head coach Mike Yuremovich. Now, coach, in your eyes, what went wrong against Western Michigan?
We got to do a better job of it starts with me as the head coach. I'm in charge of whatever's on that field and on the film is a reflection of me and our staff. So we got to do a better job preparing our guys, and we'll do that this week.
Hey, what did you tell the guys after the game?
I told them that we got to play better, we got to coach better, we got to do everything better. You know, it's a situation where obviously we're not happy with the result, but it's a great learning experience, and every season's got really good moments and moments of adversity. So I'm excited to see how we bounce back from this.
You always talk about, you know, it's a one-week season. But after a game like that, how do you keep that mindset?
Well, we focus on everything on Sunday is the exact same whether we win or lose. And after this interview, this will be the last time I talk about the game because you're my last interview and we'll move on to Akron. So our staff's already moved on. Our players have. We've been game planning all day today and last night, so we're ready to get going.
All right, then I'll move on. Let's talk about Akron and just what will it take to beat the Zips?
We got to be really disciplined on defense because of what they do. They run a lot of RPOs, so the quarterback's making the decision post-snap, so he's seeing how you're fitting the run or what coverage you're playing. And then defensively, they do a lot. They're in a bunch of different fronts, and they've been very successful with some of their pressures this year, so we got to be ready for that.
All right, thank you, Coach.
I appreciate it.
Back with more Cardinal kickoff, and now, Max, let's talk about Kyle Kelly. He goes 13 for 22 against Western Michigan, 68 passing yards. Not a bad performance at all, doesn't turn the ball over. But just what were your biggest takeaways from Kelly's performance?
I was happy to see him having to pass the ball no more. I mean, heading into this season, it felt like we were thinking, oh, he's only going to run the ball. So, I mean, you can be happy that his ability as a passer has kind of improved. But you would have liked to have obviously had a lot more offense. But I'm just happy he didn't turn over the ball. And in a loss like this one, we kind of talked about it against Auburn and against Purdue. You look for the little things that went really well. Kyle Kelly was one of those things that went well considering how the offense really struggled.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And we could talk about Kyle Kelly all day, but how about let's hear from the man himself. We talked to Kyle Kelly earlier this week. Here at quarterback Kyle Kelly. Now, Kyle, what needs to be better going into Akron?
Just the sense of urgency and the execution. You know, we've been flat at times, and you know, just not executing to the way that we set a standard to. So.
And on a positive note, the last couple of games for you, you've been able to limit the turnovers really to nothing. So, what really goes into that?
Just understanding the importance of protecting the ball and, you know, just growing from the past turnovers, you know, watching film and, you know, just trying to put your team in a position to win the game.
Watching Akron on film, what have you seen from their defense?
Seeing that they're hungry, very good defense, you know, that's doesn't want to lose. You know, they're putting their team in a lot of positions to win games. So, you know, we got to execute and, you know, really just do our job. You know, if we go out there and play to our rules and play to our standard, then, you know, we should be all right.
And finally, Kyle, it's your last homecoming as a Cardinal. What does that mean to you?
You know, it's very important, you know, especially to get a win. You know, homecoming is not homecoming. The Cards don't win. You know, we end the week out strong with a dub, then, you know, then everything will be all right.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And now a preview of this week's episode of Together, out now.
Good job, Aaron.
When we come out on Saturday, you're going to see a team that is hungry to win.
We're not going to back down to anybody. Just go out there and fly around, be the most physical team that we possibly can.
We play good football at home, and hopefully Saturday will be no different. It's homecoming, so we should have a good crowd out here.
It's my last homecoming game. It's going to be a surreal feeling because I never thought that, you know, in my 5 years it would happen so fast and, you know, time would fly, but, you know, here it is, and kind of soak it all in.
A lot of our old teammates come back, a lot of alumni come back. So that's just something that's special for us to show them, hey, like, we're still in this and we're gonna give it our all this weekend.
The obvious things is we need to eliminate the turnovers on offense and we need to continue to get them on defense. It was nice to get the ball back, a defensive turnover and a special teams turnover.
I feel like we just need to come out with our hair on fire. When we are playing fast and just with energy and aggression, I feel like we can beat any team.
You know, it's our home turf. We got to protect it. You know, anybody who comes in here, they're not gonna bully us. We like to say on our home turf, focus all ahead on Akron. Don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the previous games that we played. 1-0 mindset. Win at home. Win at the Shoe, and, you know, go kick some butt.
Here with linebacker Joey Stemler. Now, Joey, in your eyes, defensively, what needs to be better after the Western game?
Really, just guys communicating at a high level. You know, make sure everybody gets a call, and ultimately that falls on me. You know, I'm the leader of defense, and if guys don't get the call, you know, I take full responsibility, full blame for that. Make sure everybody's on the same page, and just playing a complete game. You know, ups and downs, it's going to happen. It's football. Just making sure, you know, we don't get, you know, kind of too high or too low in a situation. Just keep playing the Ball State football defense way, and you just go out there and play a four-quarter game.
And just looking at Akron on tape, so far, what's been the scouting report on them?
They're very detailed. They're very sound on what they do. They're good at what they do. You know, they'll give you a mix of run and pass. And so, you know, they do all the little details right. And, you know, they do, you know, what they're good at best and just try to out-execute you. So we just need to play our game and, you know, just out-execute them.
And finally, Joey, it's your last homecoming as a Ball State Cardinal. What does that mean to you?
Means a lot. You know, it's very surreal. Time flies. You know, I remember my first homecoming when I was here, just kind of, and I wasn't playing, so more or less just looking at all the events and everything going on. It was, you know, awesome opportunity to play in front of a great crowd like this. All the support that we get from everybody, concession stand workers to police, you know, men and women, everything. You know, it's wonderful, very blessed and thankful for that. But, you know, I love playing in front of the crowd, but once the ball's kicked and, you know, once the whistle blows, it's still a game. And we need to go out there and put a show on for the fans, and, you know, we can't lose it to Shoe. So just go out there and fly around and have fun with it and you know, really just enjoy the 60 minutes of hard-fought football.
All right, thank you, Joey.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Back in the Betsy M. Ross SportsLink studios with more Cardinal Kickoff. Let's talk about the Akron Zips. 2-5 record on the season, 1-2 in MAC play, coming off a 13-point loss to Miami, one of the best teams in the entire Mid-American Conference. It's hard to really make out this Akron team, but what have been your takeaways from the Zips this season?
Well, first of all, I'm just impressed who they've been playing this year. You host Wyoming, then you're on the road at Nebraska and UAB. That's a difficult non-conference schedule for sure. And then you immediately have Toledo and Miami as two as your first three games. So, I mean, like you said, it's really difficult to know how good this Akron team is because they have played such difficult competition. I would not want to have to be one preparing for them because you really don't know which Akron you're going to get to see.
And you talk about difficult environments, difficult places they've played in. How about Ball State? Homecoming weekend. You already know that environment's going to be tough.
Oh, 100%. And, I mean, Ball State's 2-0 at home this year. They've had good environments, especially in the home opener against New Hampshire. And it's always special during homecoming. Everyone's back in town. You see old friends coming back. It's truly the probably biggest crowd that you're going to get all year. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Hopefully it's going to be a good day for weather-wise so we can see a lot of people there.
Yeah, knock on wood about that. But I think that's more of a, what would you even call this? Not wood. That's all I know. But I will say, though, homecoming weekend, everyone looks forward to it. You really mark it on your calendar. And I'm sure the Ball State players, coaching staff, I'm sure they've done the same.
100%. You understand that this is homecoming. There's going to be a lot of eyes on you. If there's any game you know you have to win, it's the homecoming game.
Oh, for sure. And that's it for this week on the Cardinal Kickoff. The Ball State Cardinals are in action this Saturday at 3:30 at home, taking on the Akron Zips. And that's it for us. We'll see you next week.
The Cardinal Kickoff is a Ball State SportsLink production.